Smash Factor.
Ripping driver, going for it. Oh my goodness.
How about that tee shot?
That is crazy how far that is.
Wow. John Daly, take a back seat, big fella. How about that drive?
That's an aggressive line.
Look at this, he's just driven the green. He has just driven the green.
I guess, hello world, huh?
Welcome everybody to the Smash Factor. Week 13 on the 2022-2023 PGA Tour season, the Farmers Insurance Open. It is a Monday evening. We're going to be full pace between now and lock, which looks like it'll be lock around noon Eastern, 11 o'clock my time, somewhere around there, based on the tee times and stuff that are already out. It is on Wednesday. I'm sure you'll hear that all over the place. They started this last year, not wanting to compete with the Championship Sunday on the NFL. So they make it a Wednesday through Saturday. It's good and bad. I mean, the good thing is, you know, Saturday, we don't have football or anything, so you get to, you just lock in on some golf, watch that, you're done. You get all day Sunday to watch the AFC and NFC Championship games, which should be great games as well. And then you get, you know, your week short. Once it gets started, you're like, oh, I got some golf Wednesday night, Thursday, especially being West Coast. So if you are on, you know, Central or Eastern, get that Wednesday night golf, Thursday night. It's a little bit different now. For content people and, you know, trying to just do everything that's in a normal, it's already tight in a golf week compared to NFL, where NFL, you start with salaries, you know, Monday or whatever, and you got all the way till Sunday. Here you get it this morning, midday, you start diving in later like me. You know, my real job is really busy right now, so this was a later dive for me. And then, but normally when it's a Thursday, it's like, I can catch up. I'll stay at blah, 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 blah. But I got two nights to get things caught up and going. Here you really got tonight, you know, right? So I'll be doing a lot tonight, putting out a lot of content tonight. Then we kind of marinate, see what all we can hear about tomorrow. And then you're trying to put out final rankings and maybe do an E9 tomorrow night. We'll get into it here shortly, but this could also be a big, looking like it'll be a heat maps week, which is another, you know, a few hours worth of work prepping for it and getting everything pulled in and then making some tough decisions when it comes to this, which is an even tougher one because you have two different courses. You can make reasonings for when you want to play in the tough conditions and when you don't, especially when it's a very distinct separation of the courses on how difficulty is. We'll dive into all that in a second. Last week, hit on some really good stuff. Obviously, Davis Thompson was the doc of the week. He gets second by one. We were able to hedge off. I was mad at myself for a while yesterday because it was minus 175 Saturday night and pretty much any time until the golf started Sunday. I kept looking. I was like, man, I just don't. If I could get a quick start by Thompson, maybe I get an even money. Maybe he birdies one. Or maybe he birdies one and two, Rahm only birdies one, and maybe you just get that window where you don't have to pay all that juice. Now, I felt Rahm was going to probably win. I mean, obviously, this is Thompson's kind of first time on that kind of stage, but you just never knew, especially in a course that allows so much. So it's not like a grinded out type deal. You got plenty of birdies. You got plenty of or chances at eagles even, you know, so because there's just no wind yesterday. We saw there's still people that made charges. Would Shoffley shoot something ridiculous, including the Albatross? I was getting my run in at the gym, and when he hit that, and when he hit it, and I think he thought it too. I thought it was going to be in the water. I think he thought he hit it maybe a little fat or something like that. It barely clears over the water. Trickles through the fringe and rolls into the hole for Albatross. So it's a pretty cool shot to see in general. But it was a tough hedge because unless those two – but I was like, well, these two have a four-stroke lead. So let's assume on a worst day they shoot a three under. That means someone's got to shoot seven under or better to catch one or both of them. So it was dicey. I decided to wait as the round got going. I mean, I think Rahm got up to as high as six or seven, minus six or 700. You know, he jumped out birdie-birdie and Thompson, you know, par-par. And I was like, oh, well, lost that chance to hedge. We're just going to have to hope something happens now. Then he doesn't do anything on the par fives. And we get a little nice 5-10 minute window or so, enough time to get it into Slack and put it in there where I put all the live stuff at to get the plus 150, you know, on ROM, you know, got, you know, all our money back in just a little bit for the week. Nice little hedge. Still had plenty to make on Thompson if he did win it. But the bad thing was, man, I just – the big misses on DraftKings. I had a ton of Thompson. That was good. I had Cam Davis. Loved him last week. A lot of people did. But he actually came in a lot lower than I thought he was going to. But him missing the cut was bad. Not even missing it. He missed it by a lot. So it wasn't like – because then I had a lot of guys that finished right at -9, -8 that hurt. But he, like, didn't play good at all. So no scoring, which is normally what I like about Dave, especially you give me 3 days. Even normally, if he misses a cut like -9, he probably scored a lot, and it wasn't as bad of a hit. And I just didn't do any ROM. So when you got ROM, the highest price, one of the highest owned to win it, it just makes for – even though you hit the Thompson call and he was in a lot of stuff, well, it just wasn't good. My MME stuff wasn't horrible. But the 1-3 max stuff, I just absolutely did nothing on. So we grind, we go on to this week, try to get some, you know, get some momentum going back to it. Showdowns was about even. Actually was up and then lost a little bit Sunday. So nothing horrible. Betting, we did head to head, just good. Matchups were great going into Sunday. I haven't recapped Sunday yet. I normally do that either tonight, sometime through tonight. And then I talk about it Wednesday on the Wednesday pod. Obviously there won't be a Wednesday golf pod this week. I may do one tomorrow if I have time, but really it would depend on how much I think the weather is going to be a factor and how much work I need to put into that and get take care of the premium members on that and be able to do an E9 tomorrow night if need be to talk through certain situations. No offense. I love doing the weekly pods, the free ones on Wednesday for y'all. I will try, but obviously want to help out the premium members there when we're on such a short week. But matchups were doing good going into Sunday, so I assume we probably finished decent there. Had some shout outs. C Roberts 0928 takes a 555 ticket. Actually finished 1 point better than another Gups Corner guy. Our boy Fam, he takes down the Nagels trophy ball, $450, winner take all. Plus he turned another $30, $40 into I think another $400 or $500. So he had about $50 in, I think, on the week from what I saw. It made about $800 or plus. So a great week there. Chappy Chaps came in, said he for a busy week, but he was able to get in on round four with the article and 4X'd his money on Showdown. So that's awesome as well. If you'd like to join right now, use the code SMASH, 20% off any package, includes a 7-day risk-free trial. That's on all packages. You can utilize that. It stays with you. So if you want to upgrade later, add on tools, don't add. All we have is all content or full site, which will be the Green Machine lineup optimizer and golf tools and NFL tools. So it's just two options. All the things we provide are provided in that. It's just whether you want access to the tools or not. Hit me up if you have questions on that. Rate and review us on iTunes. We'll be doing big giveaways as we hit these big tournaments. Normally the Players is kind of the first big one. Then we do huge one for the Masters, but it looks like Riv will be a Millie Maker as well. So we'll probably do some giveaways that week. Get the golf crowd going. And I always look at these when I'm doing the free giveaways, you know, who's done reviews on us. I keep all the older ones. So you can go put yours in there. If you can't remember, just go do it. Most of the time it'll show you that you've already done one. So you're like, all right, you know, just save it. It doesn't matter. It'll still catch it. If also free to enter by doing subscribe, like this video, and in the comments section, tell me who your favorite play in the 9K range is this week. Out of the top, what is this? 9 priced guys, which is everybody but Matsu. Those 9 are in my top 16 right now in ranking. So very top heavy to say where you got to decide what you're going to do. Then I think the game, I think more than anything this week, that what's going to sum up to is game theory and where you want to, you know, zig where they zag type of deal. Cause there's going to be some 4 spots, I think, based on weather perception, all that kind of stuff. And do you decide to get different? Getting that just a minute as well. But tell me who your favorite play in the 9K range is. That'll get you into those free drawings. Probably start that with Riv. Listener League is in the description. We got a short week this week, so get that filled up. Last week's winner, T Strick, won 720.5 points. I hope he threw that into something else. He had Rom, Hadwin, Poston, Rose, Steele, and Griffin, and he beat the second place by like 30 or 40 points. I just knew he had Thompson, A, because I assume he listens, you know, or maybe he's a member, I don't know. And being that far up there, especially in the Gups Corner Listener League, I figured he probably had him. But I'm impressed about the scoring and didn't have Thompson. So a hell of a lineup there. I really hope he had in some other things and had a big week. He's been sent the invite. I sent the invite to the last week's winner as well. I sent a little later. So if you won last week, make sure you check because the invites went out. You can hop into the League of Champions League there for the end of the year. Some last year thoughts. So I've been writing these down. I do this every week, but you know, some of these were funny to me. So I didn't change much of my modeling this year because last year my number one ranked golfer in my model was Rom. Not surprising. But my number three was List, who wound up winning. Also coming out of the rankings, my doc of the week last year for this tournament, which is kind of funny, was Cam Young. Which I, you know, I would say I was the first of the industry on him, that early. He was 1.6% owned last year here at $6,600, which is kind of comical thinking about where he is in his career now. But the Docker Weeks have done well, you know, we don't nail them all the time, but, for the investment you had to put into that, it certainly seems to pay off more times than not. He finished 20th, by the way. I guess I got to say that. So he did do well. He returned his value for sure at 1%, 2%, and $6,600. But I'm sticking with most of the stuff I did last week. It wasn't just, you know, List and Rom and obviously Young popping in there, but several of those guys that were up on that leaderboard were all good in the model. So when I say model, just overall process and rankings where I get to for the week. So I'm sticking pretty much the same. Outside of the weather, we'll get to here right in just a few seconds. So these guys will play Wednesday, Thursday. They'll play the North and South course. One day play North, one day play South. And then Friday and Saturday, they'll play the South course only, which is significantly the more tougher course. So last year, fortunately in our tools, we're able to pull up the splits for, on any tournament, really. So round one, the South played 3.6 strokes harder. Round two, the South played 4.8 strokes harder than the North. So it's a pretty big difference in the scoring between the South and the North. So generally, normal conditions or both days are going to be about the same. Obviously, you're going to target showdown guys from North only. Some guys can go low for sure on the South, but I wouldn't even risk that. Even more so than last week, I'd be North 100%. And I still will this week. The question will be is how we play any kind of potential weather issues. We'll get through the course first real quick. South, tough, par 72, 7,700 yards. Four par threes, four par fives, one of the toughest on the tour. It's tough off the tee shot, tough to keep it in the fairway. Rough can be very penalizing. The Kakua grass. I'll be keying on iron play as well. Stroke gain irons in our tools that mixes approach and around the green. I like that because if you're a great approach player, then the around the green doesn't come into play as much. And then vice versa. If you do miss greens, we get to see what you're around the greens. I just like that blend. And then long irons are going to be, you know, a key this week, 200 plus. You get POA overseeded greens on the South. North, we just mentioned, much easier to score on. Bent grass greens, which pure, a lot pure green. You don't know about bent, pure to putt on. Just easier in general. Kenny breaks down the full breakdown on the site if you want to go check that out or on his podcast. The weather. So, right now, and this is later Monday night, this will really come down to, I personally won't be able till extremely late Tuesday, if not early Wednesday morning, and what I can see what Thursday's going to look like. Wednesday, perfectly fine. No issues at all on any site that I'm looking at right now, and even some personal data that we have, so no issues. Friday, nothing. Looks perfect. Saturday looks like it'll pick up a little bit, so I think it'll be a tougher finish, you know, tough scoring week in general. Thursday is a big issue. Starting, so these guys, because they're going off on both courses, we saw this last week, and they'll go off in threes, and they go off front and back, so they'll play all the tee times locally will be from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Currently, it can depend on which site you're looking at. You know, I have three or four different ones that we monitor. About the time they tee off, you start seeing some of the strongest projected winds of the week kick up fairly quickly with some 20-mile-hour gusts. And by noon, you know, it's a steady 21, 22-mile-an-hour with 29 to 31 gusts, and then tapering off again later in the afternoon, still to be stronger than any part of the week. So, you know, with everybody kind of, there's a 2-hour window. Obviously, you could say maybe some of those guys going off early, maybe the best scenario would be, okay, I'll say guys that played North Course Wednesday with South Course Thursday, but I want the guys going off super early because they won't see too much of the winds and maybe they just don't get destroyed. Or because it's such a big swing in the stroke, I guess the dilemma, and I'm just going to think some more about it through the night before we start making anything, is, you know, let's say the mentality is, well, I'll play the easier course on the tougher conditions. Makes sense. But that's where some of these guys get a lot of their scoring to make the cut, right? So I get it in the general sense. So let's just say Rom, for instance, he's one of the few one of the up price guys that does have the South Course, North Course. So he goes out on the South Course. He's a better player. Maybe this will factor into, but probably will still score okay on South. He's done well there. He's won there, right? But he may be different than a mid-level player type deal. And then I'll go into all this on the heat maps and that kind of stuff. But if he survives that, does well, let's just say he shoots whatever, 2-under, 3-under. These guys on the North Course are shooting 8-9-under, you know, that's probably aggressive, 6-7-under. We saw it last year. I mean, the average was 3.5 stroke difference, right? The question would be, would you rather be sitting in that situation where you're 3 or 4 back, you get to go play the easier course, but it's going to be windier? Or do you want to play the North Course, get your easy scoring out of the way, and just survive in as much as you can Thursday and try it? But we've seen it. You know, the year Snedeker won, people talk about it a lot. But it was some strong winds like this. The scoring average, some dudes were shooting an 80. So it could be a massive, you know, it won't even matter for what you shot on Wednesday. That's where I'm going to wait as long as possible, because if we really believe, because it's really a tight window right now. It's literally from about 9 until, call it 5 or 6, which is when they're going to be on the course. But before that, it's 6 miles an hour, 6. And then that evening, it's back down to 6-7. Friday, it doesn't get higher than 6 mile an hour right now in that same exact area. So it's like a big pocket. And so those things like that can move or shift, let's say that moves back 3 hours and it's more later in Thursday when they're not really going to play, that can change everything, right? So I think it's going to be a big decision on how we attack it, how we play it. It'll factor, it'll move ownership with, you know, the perception of the industry and your Twitter and all that stuff. What do people think? Do they want to play the easier course on the tougher conditions or the harder course on the tougher conditions and hope they can score well enough to offset that? Because the flip side would be like, take like Xander. Okay, what if Xander goes out and shoots 7-under on the North Course? And yeah, he may shoot +1, +2 on that hard, tough South Course. Okay, well, he's still -5. He makes the cut, probably sitting okay. And then there we go, right? So it may come down to the player and how you feel about that. Or you may just be a fool. I'm just going to take my chances and fade one side or the other. We'll definitely get into that as we get in more throughout the night and then all day tomorrow for sure. Cut, I have it around even -1 just because of those tougher conditions. Thursday, I think it will play tough. Lower the cut down a couple strokes. It's normally around 3-under. And I have the winner, you know, probably 12, 13-under this year. You know, we've seen it maybe 10, 11-under. You know, we've seen last few years 15, 14, 15. Rose won 21, and he won by 2 shots. I don't know if that was just great weather or what, but that's an anomaly. Then after Rose, it's 10, 13, 6, 9, 9, 14. So even that's Tiger shooting 14. So I think 9 or 10, just because, again, you go back and look at Saturday, the last day, stronger winds more throughout the day, consistent. Nothing crazy gusts like 30 mile an hour that they're showing on Thursday right now. But it's going to play a little tougher, I think, Saturday, and coming home is going to be a tough grind. So really want guys that can grind it out, play well. Get some guys that have won here in the past, Luke List, Reed, Rose, Day twice, Rom, Scott Stallings, Tiger 7 times, some runner-ups, Willie Z, Finau, Shoffley, Rom, Scott, day again. So you can kind of see the different types. I mean, several different type players have won it. Sorry, let me get back over there. Key stats for me, I'm looking at good drives. It may sprinkle in a little great drives there. Basically meaning who can hit it the furthest and with the same with decent accuracy as well. Stroke and irons, par five DK scoring, bogey avoidance, opportunities at 18 feet, and then I have a little bit in there for driving distance just in general. I rarely look at that, but this is one of the courses I do that at. 34 guys have not played this course since 2017. We do have a full field being the both courses, as we mentioned earlier, so you'll have 156. There's 152 now and then four qualifiers today that'll get added. Salary ranges, 4 in the 10K, 6 in the 9K, 11 in the 8K, 13 in the 7K, 88 in the 6K. So Sweet 16, the way I'm going to do this for now is I pretty much am going off of I may be looking to play the guys going South Course and North Course based on the weather right now. And I don't think the weather is really going to change. I think it's just a matter of how long and why do we think that Thursday looks? Meaning, we always think back to the players last year. Like, the reason why that got all out of whack was the rain and the issues, and they couldn't play because all the rain and stuff, and it got pushed out. And so it just threw off any waves that you projected. Here, I think it's either going to be it's going to be that. It's not going to really going to get, you know, where Wednesday becomes a better day or Friday, nothing like that. And it's just wind. There's no rain in the forecast at all. They've had a decent amount of rain here already, but with the no rain in the forecast or anything, it's either going to be windy and you're playing in it, or it's not as bad as we think. And okay, if it's a 2 or 3 hour window, how much do we want to put into that is really kind of where you're at. But what I'm going to note in the Bubble Boy kind of outside the top range, the others are guys that I like that may be playing the opposite way, you know, so as we get through to tomorrow night and building super late, those will be guys that if things shake out that I may go to had we not had any weather issues at all. And also the bigger deals because we're not on the same course both days. So if this was South Course, you know, all right, well, everybody's going to be playing the same course Thursday, and it's really not a big advantage because everybody's going out within 2 hours. There's no big waves like we're used to. This is because you have such an easier course in the Factor. We just said it, 3.5, 4.5 strokes easier last year, which was a fairly just neutral week. It wasn't anything crazy that we had to factor that. So 9K and above, I like Finau, 10-5, 1,100 cheaper than Rahm. We'll get to Rahm in a second, but Finau's played great here. 4th, 6th, 13th, 6th, 2nd. Coming in, playing great, a 7th and a 16th. Likes his plays, plays it well. I'm interested to see how much he's on, and really when it comes to between him, Rahm, up there. They both have the South Course, North Course rotation. 1,100 are cheaper, though. You know, you can't get them both in the lineup per se. It'd be really tough. And it's pretty strong up top, but it does weaken off quite a bit down low this week, even more so than last week. But he's a guy I want to go to. I plan on going to. And maybe even, you know, Rahm's my bubble boy. I'll get into that. But really decipher what people want to do with him. You know, they just keep rolling with him. He's fine. He is priced up significantly more this week. So that makes it, if you go that route, you're into a little bit different builds. But will he be owned at that price? That's kind of why he's a bubble boy. Let's kind of pull it all together here. But, you know, he's a bubble boy because, like, all right, do people go, I'll just take my chances that he can't win 3 straight because he's won the tournament champions 3 straight that he's played in Amex. And then now, but his record here, a 1st, a 29th, a 5th, a 2nd, a 7th, a 3rd, you know, that'll kind of decipher how I go up there. Just, you know, all things being equal, you know, I like Finau right now, save the money, maybe gets me into a little bit more of a balanced build, but he's still not cheap. I think he would have been the highest last week. I can't remember what Rahm was. I think he was 10-5 or 10-6. So still not cheap, but I like him. Sungjae, 9,300. Definitely go back there. I like him a lot. Was a great bounce back play last week. He was one I was on, did well. I was on Tom Kim. He did well. Very frustrating on the misses I had, but, you know, it is what it is. Never missed a cut here and gotten better every year. 52nd, 36th, 32nd, and 6th. 13th at tournament champions, missed the cut when he burned everybody, but bounced back last week to an 18th. So I like him at 9,300. I like Montgomery. This would have been Willie Z, but right now I have him in the maybe not so favored draw. So Willie's kind of that bubble boy per se. Rahm is too for a different reason, but if I decide that I'm going to go, you know, maybe I hadn't dissected the tee times fully. I did pull into my rankings real quick, the rotation, so I could reference it. But, you know, maybe he's going out somewhat early Thursday. And so it's hard to say Thursday because I'm thinking round two. But and if he is, maybe I still play some Willie Z because he gets an easy course on Thursday or Wednesday. And then if he's going out early, okay, I'll take my chances. That type of deal could come up. But as it says right now, I do like Montgomery, 9,200. He just, you know, keeps doing what he's doing. It's hard to explain, but, you know, he's not the best in stats. But even last year, first year playing here, 11th. So, you know, his last three tournaments, the 15th, the 12th, the 5th, 9,200. See how popular he gets. I mean, he's not a guy I'm you know, scratching and calling to get to per se, but you know, I don't mind playing him at all. And then if Willie winds up being in a favorable position for me weather wise, I definitely like Willie this week, 9,700. So I want to reference that. And then Rahm's a true bubble boy for what I said earlier. Is he going to get love at that price? Is he going to get ownership? If people want to be off him, I certainly will play Rahm. He's a guy that, you know, I think can score well on the South course. Wednesday, score well enough, still do a little bit on the tougher conditions Thursday, and then let's see how he does it on the weekend, right? So 8K way, I'm going to go back to Davis. That probably sounds dumb, but I'm not going to get off of him. 8,400, never missed a cut here either. Has not done super well, you know, 58, 57, 36, 32nd, 56th. But just the upside, again, back for everything I said earlier, unless I feel like he – you know, I don't even think he gets steamed up really. I don't think many people go back to him because he hadn't really done 32nd at Sony. So he made the cut, didn't do too much there. Missed a cut last week, obviously killed some people, but I don't mind him. I'm sticking with it. I love the price. Made the cut, give me scoring upside, which is always what I'm asking for. Rose at 8,100. You know, not going to look as good long-term, certainly turning the corner. I did play him last week, 26. So he did well. Can't remember what he was priced. I think he was in the sevens. I almost put him in my bullet and backed out. Had him plenty in the MME stuff, but 29th at RSM, 26th last week. Great history here. A fourth, an eighth, a first, and a sixth with one missed cut in 2020. Currently on the same South course, North course rotation. And I think Day will be popular unless people are just afraid to play the South course in the worst of the winds. Players, which would be, he'd fall into that. I was thinking he was going to be popular and take a lot of, not away from Rose per se, but I think I'd rather go Rose there. Definitely betting wise, I'd rather go Rose. We'll see how Day gets treated with the way he's fallen in the weather. Siwoo, 8,900. I'll go there. Pretty good history here. Missed cut, 35th, 29th, missed cut, 11th last year. Coming in great form. Obviously won the Sony and then backed it up with the 22nd last week, you know, at a pretty low own. So I don't mind him at all. Worry a little bit about his good drives. He's not as strong as some others and not as much off the tee. But, you know, he's done well here. You know, 3 out of 5 made cuts and, you know, finished top 35 or better with almost top 10 last year. So I don't hate that. I don't know how much I'll be in the 8Ks in general because I do like some of the up top and I don't love a super lot of the super cheap guys. And so I really feel like I'm going to be, you know, like a hybrid balance type build this week, which would kind of force some of these eights out and maybe loading up some more on sevens. Some guys that are on the opposite side of the rotation that maybe wind up being the one I want to be on. We'll see. But that I would like would be Day and Spawn. So those are the two bubble boys. And then 7K, Griffin, I like him, 7,300. Just keeps playing well. It's kind of like Montgomery. He's just a lot better tee to green-wise, but he also putts well. You know, and Montgomery punts amazing, but his stats just aren't overall quite as good, especially some of the approach stuff, but he keeps getting it done, so I can't doubt him. But Griffin's, what, $1,800, $1,900 cheaper, so I like him a lot this week. 29th, 12th, and 32nd coming into here. 11th in recent form, 20th in stats overall, 7th in stroke gained irons, 12th in bogey avoidance, 36th in opportunities, 39th in par 5 DK scoring. At that price, I really, really like this that play a lot this week. Smalley, 7-7, solid week last week. Where is he? There we go. Finished 22nd, 5th at RSM. Made the cut last year, didn't do much with it, but a 56. So I'm going to deep dive with him and kind of see, did he do anything on the South course, or was it just all – that's one thing I like to do, especially this week in the deep dive, is some of these guys that have, quote-unquote, made the cut and look all right, did they get all, most of their scoring from the North? You know, because I want guys that can at least do something on the South to give me upside, you know, for you know, GPP-type lineups and stuff like that, but – outside of that, I like, you know, he's done well. 22nd in stats, 27th in recent form, 3rd in opportunities inside 18 feet, 14th in irons, mid-pack, 64th, a little better than mid-pack on bogey avoidance, 46 in good drive. So at that price, that's enough there for me to take a look at that. Davis Thompson, I'll go back there. He gets, well, I think he was 69 last week, $900 price bump, so nothing crazy. Does have the South course, North course rotation. 54th at the Sony, 2nd last week, hadn't played this course yet though, 16th in good drives. He is a great driver of the ball, so that will come into play this week, I think. 32nd at par 5, 28th at bogey avoidance. All the things there that I like last week that made him dock of the week, I'll go back there. I don't see him getting just a ton of steam. He'll probably certainly be more on than the 2% he was last week, but I don't think he'll be crazy. Some guys on the opposite side right now that I would take a look at, Dietry, Ben Taylor, and Pendrith. You know, so those are guys I would have had potentially. When I'm saying opposite side is I like them, but right now I'm seeing that as maybe not so favorable. I just, because the extremes the South can have, I just lean towards, unless we get that window of guys that go out early on the South Thursday, that I'd rather be playing, the quote unquote easier, much easier course in what could be tougher conditions, because I don't think your big numbers will be as bad over there as you know, shoot 4, 5, 6 over on the South course. You know, if we truly start seeing that, hey man, it really looks like it's going to be 20 to 30 miles for 4 or 5 of these hours these guys are out there. So I think that's impossible to score in, and what you'd be relying upon then, if you do have those guys, that they really did well on the North course, because if they don't, then they're almost drawn dead. So I don't know. We'll talk more about it in the community and see what's going on. 6K range. I like Kevin Yu. Although he did kill me in one of my best 5 of 6 I had was with him. He can score. Man, he's a good DK scorer. But he did not have a good round 3. Missed a cut. I think he wound up shooting -6, -7 total. But he was plus on round 3, so wanted to see him make it, because I had a really, really nice lineup going in that would have been nice on that. I did have a few 6 of 6s, but that was my best. That 5 of 6 was beating all my 6 of 6s going into Sunday. Obviously, he didn't play, but you know, putting, limited data there, but didn't rank real well. Outside of that, you know, stats, he's 19th, recent form, he's 12th, 54th at RSM, 21st at the Sony. Missed a cut last week, obviously, but again, he was right there going into round 3 to have a chance. It wasn't like he shot, you know, -1 for the week. I think he was 6 or 7 under, so he wasn't too far off of the cut. Good price still, $6,900. I don't mind going back there. Carl Yawn, I'll go back to him. He did miss a cut last week, but I like him. You know, 21st for us at the Sony. So both those guys I went back to again. I'm going to go back to them again, you know. So both 21st, both missed cuts. Let's hope they can make the cut this week. Eight, you know, he's good putter. Stats are okay. He's got some, like 20th in opportunities inside 18 feet, 51st in par 5 DK scoring. Bogey avoidance worries me a little bit, so I was going to dive into that because he's not great in the field. You know, 54th in good drives, 47th in distance. For that price, those are things that I don't mind. And I'm going to take a look at some of the bogey avoidance and see, was it like 2 bad holes recently, or is he getting a whole bunch of bogeys? So one thing I have noted there, Novak, 6,700. He had a good week, and I was, there we go. I was close to playing him. I did not play him, and he got 12th at the Sony. 70th here last year, so I like, he's seen the place, made the cut. Good on stats, 24th in par 5, 32nd in irons, 13th in recent form overall for me. you know, 50th in stats. So, but $6,700 again, I'm just looking for a few things that give me upside hope there. And at the this price range where it's really tough findings right now, down in the 6K range for me at least. And then especially really not diving too much into it till I really hone in on, do I want to play the weather at all? Cause I don't want to get too pot committed to any of these guys down here who quote unquote aren't quite the quality of some of the upper tier guys. You know, but he is one that I do like and have my eye on. Nakajima is a guy on the other side of the draw that he rates out the best for me in the 6K range right now. We'll just see if we wind up. He may be a guy that goes out super early, you know, Thursday, and we take our chance there. You know, I don't know. There may be a few guys like that. You know, I said that earlier that I don't get all pot committed and lock into a full-fledged rotation. And a majority may come from the South Course, North Course rotation. I pick a few guys I think could score well, survive early Thursday morning and hang on type of situation could be the way I go. But he's number one in par five DK scoring, 29th in good drives, 22nd in bogey avoidance. Really like him a lot. Just got to see what his tee times are and all that. He does have the North Course, South Course rotation. If he looks like he's going to be in the middle of that, you know, 20, 30 mile an hour all afternoon, probably not going to get there though. Fade of the week for me right now would be Morikawa or Matsu. Those are two that I just don't really like very much. They both right now are playing this out. Well, they are playing the South Course on Thursday. I don't mind Matsu overall. It's probably the one I would lean towards there, but definitely I'll be off Morikawa. Not paying 10K for him with so many different options going on there. I don't play him a lot, but I don't like him this week that much either. Sleeper of the week, I'm going to go with my boy Patrick Welch, $6,300. He's only played one tour event. He did play well. His stats will pop if you just pull that 1 week. He plays at OU, so he's a Sooner guy, but he is a Cali guy. He's from California, West Coast guy, has done well in college at desert events, stuff like that. Going to be familiar with this type of grass, you know, the putting and stuff like that. Happens to have the South Course, North Course rotation like Rahm and the guys. So for that price, I definitely will have some of him. I've seen him out at the club around here as well. So I like him a lot. I think he's going to be good, solid. He also, if you've never seen his videos, look at him. He hits cross-handed, and it's freaky to watch. So it's opposite hands on top compared to what we normally would hit with, but that's how he hits. And it's pretty cool to watch. If you haven't seen a video of it, I've seen it in person. It's freaky, but you can look him up. Patrick Welch, that's my kind of sleeper of the week. I don't imagine most people will be talking about him. Gut feel plays are like Kitayama, Jaeger, Stallings, and Neesmith. Those are the four that kind of stick out to me right now. Betting top five of the pop and two long shots provided by Underdog and Price Picks. Been having some good weeks on that, good days. We got NFL this week coming up. I put out my Price Picks every night. I try to give three or four that I like the most, and you can mix and match what you want on those. Underdog, I hadn't looked to see if they're doing anything for this week. Obviously, they had three or four different playoff best balls last week. But any kind of best ball stuff over there I enjoy as well. And they do have over-unders and pick-ems as well. And so I'll shop prices, quote-unquote, between the two. Both use the same code GUP, dollar-for-dollar match, up to $100. Link is in the description there if you want to go take advantage of that. And, again, I release plays every night on the site. And then normally when I have the Wednesday pod, I'll give away my round one picks for free on that as well. Top five for me, I like M20, Montgomery, 28 to 30. Davis 50 to 1, Smalley 80, Rose 50 to 55, somewhere in that range. Two long shots. Ben Griffin, I'm going to stick with him for a while. And then Jaeger's 150 as well. Those may be better top 20s. We'll take a look at that. I probably will throw a top 20 and maybe even a top 40. I think we should get that this week on Mr. Welch there. He's 1,000 to 1 to win. So I think his top 40 would still play pretty well. So I may hit that up. As an official bet also. One and done guys I like right now. The four I like, Finau, M, Montgomery, and Davis. I will look at Willie Z if he does wind up making the DraftKings quote-unquote kind of pool, then I would think he's another guy that I like, and I always give up my final ones. Normally Wednesday, but I'll give them out tomorrow as well. Plan on doing an E9 tomorrow night. Probably be later because we're going to try to get as much information as possible. If I wind up having doing heat maps, I'll throw those out there. We can discuss that. It's a big, we talk about more strategy and game theory and ownership and all that kind of stuff on that. I enjoy them. Even when I go solo, Kenny will join me for all the elevated events and majors. But I enjoy talking to you guys in the Slack. It's always a good time. Don't forget, Smash gets you 20% off any package right now. Locked in for life, includes a 7-day risk-free trial. Hope you guys have a great rest of your Monday, and we'll be back tomorrow hitting up all the premium content and getting ready for a short week. Thanks.